Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, our Summertime in the Psalms series. We're looking at Psalm chapter 2, and when we read Psalm chapter 2, we read that God laughs in the face of rebellion. So why does God laugh? Well, he laughs because God has already installed his king, and that's Jesus. And God's purposes will not fail. No rebellion can dethrone him. No uprising can unsettle him. Jesus reigns. And so Psalm 2 shifts from rebellion to resolution. God says, I have set my king on Zion. It's not a plan, it's a done deal. Jesus has been enthroned through his resurrection and ascension. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. It is inevitable. And what's hard for us is that we live in the already but not yet tension. Christ reigns now, but his final visible kingdom is still unfolding. So what is our job in the midst of that tension? Well, we are to spread his reign by proclaiming his gospel. We are to live unshaken. We are to worship with confidence. We are to press on with hope. When anxiety rises about politics or culture or even the future, Psalm 2 calls us to remember the king is already on the throne and we belong to him. Here are a few ways that you can pray about this. King Jesus, anchor my heart in the certainty of your reign. Help me live like someone who serves a victorious king and not a defeated one. And use me to advance your kingdom, one act of love, truth, and courage at a time. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for today. Pray for Reginald Acuna and his family, our national change makers in Paraguay. And also remember the FIPA LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, the king is already crowned. His victory is already sealed. So stand tall in his triumph.